Hi, this is Barry Kahn. I think it's time for our podcast, but I have to check with the boss to make sure. Ollie, is it time for the podcast? What'd you say? What'd you say? Okay, let's do it. This podcast has only one sentence in it for you to practice. Here it is at regular speed. What do you think about artificial intelligence? Listen to it some more. Let's say 10 times. What do you think about artificial intelligence? 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 Now I'll say it slowly, word for word, as if I were reading it. What do you think about artificial intelligence? What do you think about artificial intelligence? Now I'm going to repeat at regular speed, and I want you first to focus on the beginning, where I say, what do you think? What do you think about artificial intelligence? What do you think about artificial intelligence? What do you think about artificial intelligence? So if I'm talking like a book, if I'm reading word by word, I would say, what do you think? What do you think? Listen to the vowels. What do you think? But in regular speech, that's not what I'm saying, and that's not the sounds you're hearing. Listen to the question, what do you think? Said slowly, but with the same pronunciation as I use when I'm speaking quickly. What do ya think? What do ya think? I'll break it down even more. The word what becomes wa. The T disappears. Wa, wa. The word do becomes da, da, wada, wada. It's exactly the same vowel sound. Wada. The u becomes, again, the same vowel sound, ya, ya, wada, ya, think. Sounds terrible when I do it so slowly. But when I run it together, it sounds like normal American speech. What do ya? What do ya? What do you think? What do you think? Here are some other example sentences besides the original one. What do you think we should have for dinner? What do you think we should have for dinner? What do you think we should do tomorrow? What do you think we should do tomorrow? The original sentence was, what do you think about artificial intelligence? We could ask that question about any subject. What do you think about American history? What do you think about Donald Trump? What do you think about a trip around the world? What do you think about visiting Paris? What do you think about learning French? and so on. We use "what do you think" a lot. It's a common phrase in American English. So listen some more and then rewind a little bit and practice it with me. What do you think becomes "what do you think"? What do you, what do you, what do you, what do you, what do you think? What do you think? Okay, let's move on to the word "about." About. What do you think about? About, the vowel in the is again an sound. About. The ow in about is the same sound as shout, cow, how are you? About, ow, ow. If somebody steps on your foot and you say, ow, that's the same sound. Ow, that hurt. Ow. What do you think about American history? What do you think about pizza for dinner? About, about, about. What do you think about? 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 Okay, now let's move on to the word "artificial." If you know the word "fish," that sound, F-I-S-H, the thing you catch in the ocean or in a lake and eat for dinner maybe, that's a fish. And the last part of "artificial" has "fish" in it. Fishal, fishal, fish, fish, fishal. The art, A-R-T-I, that T is not pronounced like a T, it's pronounced like a D sound. Artificial. 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 I say this often and I'll say it again. You cannot trust English spelling as a guide to English pronunciation. You need to listen. You need to listen to native speakers saying words, copy them, and learn the spelling later. Otherwise, you'll go crazy. English does not have a phonetic alphabet. It's not like Spanish, where what you see can turn into what you speak, what you say, with correct pronunciation. Artificial. Every sound that you write in Spanish, you pronounce. In English, ha, 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 ha. It's not going to work. Artificial. 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 Okay, let's move on to the last word in the sentence. If I say it slowly, it would be intelligence. Intelligence. If I say it fast, the in, like the word, like I-N, I'm going in to the house, the I-N becomes n, n. Intelligence, intelligence. The accent, the stress is on the second syllable. It's not intelligence, it's intelligence, intelligence. And especially if you put the artificial with it, listen when I run the words together. Artificial intelligence, artificial intelligence, artificial intelligence. All right, so that's what it sounds like rapidly. Artificial intelligence, artificial intelligence. intelligence. Okay, try the last two words. Artificial intelligence. About artificial intelligence. Think about artificial intelligence. What do you think about artificial intelligence? Okay, listen to the whole sentence another 10 times. What do you think about artificial intelligence? 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 Let's end this podcast with my usual listen and repeat. I will let you have 20 chances to practice repeating. And then I'm going to put a link in the podcast notes to an MP3 file that you can listen to as an endless loop. Believe me, it works. If you listen to any phrase that you want to learn in English or any other language, and you listen to it 400 or 500 times, your pronunciation will get better. And when I say listen, I'm not talking about just casual sort of listening while you vacuum the floor. I'm talking about really listening to the sounds. If you listen very carefully, you're going to hear not what do you think, but what do ya? What do you think? What do you think? If you want to learn English and pronounce reasonably well, you need to train yourself to be a really careful listener. Okay, here's 20 chances to listen and repeat. What do you think about artificial intelligence? 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 All right, follow me on Telegram. Look for this MP3 file, which will be there shortly. And if it's an MP3 file in Telegram, it's just like a music file. Up at the top while it's playing, you can click a little icon that turns it into an endless loop. It will repeat over and over again. Listen to it. The more you listen, the better your pronunciation will become. Have fun. That's all for this podcast. Thank you very much for joining us. Stay well, stay safe, and above all, keep listening.